Blog Talk Radio.
Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So I strongly urge that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the message, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is a beautiful morning. Just about the whole week, last week, and especially yesterday here in the Riverdale area in Georgia, it rained, didn't it? Rain, it rained off and on, sun come out, then it rained, and it rained while the sun was out. We used to say a long time ago that the devil was beating his wife when it used to rain when the sun was out at the same time. But this morning is a little cloudy, but it's supposed to be a pretty decent day today. And then tomorrow, of course, it's supposed to start raining again. Now, this past weekend, we had Father's Day, and boy, I was sweating because, you know, Father's Day don't rack up with Mother's Day. And boy, I was hoping that it would at least get close. I hope it was getting close to what they do for Mother's Day. And we come out a little bit. I mean, we wasn't too sad. But Mother's Day still is the top dog. She's still the top dog. But Father's Day, we all right. We got a neck bone and a bologna sandwich, and so we was all right on that. And so I'm hoping that each one of you all have had a great weekend. We did, because our family was over and everything. And so we're just glad to have Father's Day and Mother's Day. And we celebrate those pretty much all of the time. I do know some people who don't celebrate holidays. At least they claim they don't. They be fooling themselves. They're talking about, I don't celebrate Christmas. And I don't celebrate Thanksgiving, because we celebrate Christmas all the time. I'm thinking, now that ain't true. You ain't giving out presents every day. At least I ain't got none. I don't get none till Christmas Day, and so that can't be true. Yeah, we celebrate all. No, you don't. But anyway, we're just glad to have each one of you on the call this morning. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceptionally glad in it, number one. Number two, let us do all that we possibly can to be worthy of this day that he either even gave us breath to get up this morning to start us on our way. I want to introduce something to you. We bought some books for our congregation to study, and it brings you really from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, and it's called The Big Picture. It's a guide to learning the Bible story. It's by Mac, MacHinds. It's called The Big Picture. If you get a chance, try to find that book, buy that book. It starts you from the very beginning the existence of time. It's a study book, and it takes you all the way through the end of the Bible. You will be blessed if you're one of those who's sort of sitting around the house trying to figure out something to do, or early in the morning. You can get up and do one page or something. That's all. It's called The Big Picture, A Guide to Learning the Bible Story. And that would help you. That would help you so much in your Bible and your reasoning. Also, last week, Sister Elaine Cruz passed away. I don't know if anybody on the call really know who she was, but she was a member of the Body of Christ. And the funeral was last Friday. And so we want to make sure that we keep that family in our prayers as well. Why not the Church of Christ? Have you ever really thought about it? Why not the Church of Christ? When you read the Bible in the book of John, and that's where I want you to be reading this morning, John 4, verse 23 through 24, you'll find out that at that particular time, none of the churches that we see in our communities, in our world, existed at all. They weren't even in the Bible. That wasn't even mentioned in the Bible. So why not the Church of Christ? And I want to give us a study on that every once in a while, because it should build us up and to let us know about some things. In John chapter 4 and verse number 23, it says, "You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of the Father that sent me, and to finish his work." In this passage, Jesus saying, matter of fact, the whole story behind that was, the lady told him, "We worship up in the mountains where my Father worshiped." And that's why Jesus brought this thought about when he said, there's going to come a time when you won't even worship in the mountains in that kind of form or fashion. He said, because God is a spirit, and they that worship him They must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you won't find him stationary in the mountains. You won't find him stationary in one place. You will not find him stationary in one community or in one city. He won't be just in Detroit. He'll be all over the world. He won't be just in Savannah. He'll be all over the world. He won't be just in Rome, Georgia. He's going to be all over the world. One of the things that I listened to when they had that the movie of Moses, you remember, the Ten Commandments on the television, and one of the things that Charlton Heston said in that movie, you have to listen. See, that movie, you look at it as if, oh, I don't want to look at that because that's false. Ain't nothing in the Bible. You know. Sometimes we cut our own throat. You still need to listen so that you'll know what's going on, so that you'll know how to react to what it is. And so you don't have to run your mouth all of the time. You don't have to cut people off all the time just because you don't agree with them. But I tell you what, if you listen to people sometimes, you'll find out some things that's very, very important. Sometimes they'll be trying to tell you something. I know they used to say that you can learn a lot of things, and there's a lot of truth in a joking way. You know, some people be telling you something sometimes, and they just be just laughing, and you be laughing too. But they try to get your message sort of in a laugh. Girl, if I was you, I wouldn't wear that. Girl, that dress right there. And you're thinking, oh, okay. All they're trying to tell you is, that's an ugly dress. I'm telling you, I wouldn't even come out of the house in that dress. But you missed it because you're running your mouth and you're always trying to justify what's going on around about you. But if you listen, Charlton Heston said, when they said, what's that smoke up in that mountain? That's what they was telling them out in the desert. They said, oh, that's where God is. He's up in that mountain, and certain times it sort of start boiling over or whatever. Charlton Heston said in that movie, if you listen to it, he says, if he is the God of heaven, he won't be confined to one place. He will be a God for all the people, and he'll be a God everywhere. I like that statement. If I don't like nothing else in the whole movie, I like that statement. He said he won't be confined to just a mountain. And so why not the Church of Christ? My thought is, why not the Church of Christ? And John 4, no Church of Christ, no other church that you can name even came in existence. So how did they come in existence? Why not the Church of Christ? When you look at how churches are get started today in 2021, why not the Church of Christ? It's in the Bible, not just a word from the Bible. Some people just choose a word or phrase from the Bible and start a church. The little phrase, the solid rock. So that sounds good from the Bible. It comes out of the Bible. That phrase sounds good, solid rock. Or you might say Jesus the Stone, Jesus the Stone Church. But that's not how God's church got started. What was the three major dispensations of history in history time? One was the patriarchal age. It began with Adam and lasted until the giving of the law in Mount Sinai, in Exodus 20, verse number 1, in the Ten Commandments. There was no church, no temple, no organized priesthood, no written system of the law. Now, if there was no church there, how did you get the one that you got? That's the whole question this morning. God spoke directly to the heads of the families through visions, through dreams, and through angels back then in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 1, God who had sundered times and divers manners, spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, but hath in these last days spoken to us by his dear son. The Mosaical age began with the giving of the law at Sinai and ended with the death of Christ at Calvary in John 19, verses 1 through 22. The tabernacle and later the temple form of the center of worship. Now we begin to have some buildings. Now we begin to have some people who are sort of organized how their services are going to be carried out. These were extensive sacrifices in Leviticus chapter 22, planned feast days, holy days, and carefully regulated priesthood in Malachi chapter 1, verse number 14. Now they begin with animal sacrifices. Keep that in mind. if your church is not doing animal sacrifice today, how did it get started? And then the Christian age, it began with the death of Christ and has already continued more than 2,000 to 3,000